Well, our first guest on Downtown, no stranger to the program, no stranger to your television set. He has been entertaining people for, longer than either of us can recall. And he's back with us on Downtown, but also back to tell us about an exciting new venture. But I don't know, out of the gate, how about a little music from John Davidson?
Hi, Rich. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, I'm working on my new club here in Sandwich, New Hampshire. I thought I'd call it Club Sandwich. Wrote a new opening number for the club. It doesn't open until June, but I need rehearsal. Well, I bet you're probably wondering what I'm gonna do tonight. A fella has to holler when he's feeling all right. See, I finally busted out. I was trapped in your TV. Now I'm here to tell you what you're doing to me. You drive me crazy. I'm about to go insane. The fact that you showed up and I don't even know your name. I know you don't expect to hear a medley of my hits. You just came to see me. That's as good as it gets. Then it goes on. It gets weirder from there.
I love it. That is wonderful. Well, this is such exciting news. You've talked about this the last time you were on with us around Christmas time. You talked about the possibility of Club Sandwich. How did this all come to pass?
Well, I made the deal. I wasn't sure that I could get the deal. The town of Sandwich seems to be really with me, and I'm still in the process of getting some of my permits. But I'm just renting this little place, and my landlord assures me that don't worry, the feeling in town is very good and very supportive. And Sandwich, New Hampshire, is a very quiet place. And so just a pristine jewel of a town. I'm sure a lot of Mainas have been to Sandwich. It's near Tamworth. It's near Meredith. It's in the Lakes region. But this, and they've had performances here before, but I guess it only has 40 seats. So I'm calling it an intimate musical evening with John Davidson. Intimate, so people might be offended by that. You know, it's not a Governor Cuomo experience here. There's no seat. There's no seat that is more than 30 feet away from me. It's a very small, almost like a little coffee house or a folk club. It's actually in a barn. But all the chairs are either sofas or love seats or overstuffed. And so it's if you can't sleep at my show, then you can't sleep anywhere. So these are comfortable chairs. I got them all from Goodwill. I've gone to Goodwill in Meredith and Guilford and Laconia and Conway but they're healthy seeds, but they are used just like I am, just as I am. this has been a dream, Rich. I've talked to you about it several times, but I'm going to be 80 in December. I've had an incredible 55, 57 years in this crazy business of show. I've done everything from game shows to beauty pageants to playing Las Vegas to making movies with Disney and it's been great. I have never had a small intimate place where I could really be free to interpret songs and to move people to either inspiration or to feel something about their love for somebody or to get excited about their life or that sort of thing.
But you've had clubs before, though. You had a place out in Branson for a while.
Yes, but that held 600 people.
Yep. Tough to be as intimate with 600 people.
Yeah. The other, when I played Vegas, I played the Elvis showroom. That was 1,200 people. But the beauty also of Club Sandwich is that, by the way, I told a friend of mine I'm going to open a place called Club Sandwich. He said, "Oh, is it a deli?" I said, "No, dimwit, it is not a deli. It's a club, and it's in Sandwich." "Oh, that's a great name." I said, I think so. But the beauty of it is I can be a troubadour. I can be a storyteller because I am free to start and stop a song. And if I think of something to better explain what the song is saying, Garth Brooks does this. I'm a big, big fan of Garth Brooks. And matter of fact, I'm doing a song that he does. "Sometimes late at night, I lie awake and watch you sleeping. You're lost in peaceful dreams, so I turn out the light, lie back in the dark. And the thought crosses my mind, I never wake up in the morning. Will you ever doubt the way I feel about you in my heart? If tomorrow never comes, will you know how much you mean to me? Did I try in every way, each and every day, to tell you how I feel? If my life on earth is through, and you must face the world without me, will the love that I gave you in the past, I gotta learn it, be enough to last if tomorrow never comes?" It's just I don't think Garth Brooks wrote it, but written by a friend of his, and he had a big hit record on it.
I love that song.
I do too. I'm looking for songs that are father-daughter relationships, husband-wife relationships, father and son, brothers. I lost my brother, who's 9 years younger. My brother passed away a year and a half ago, 2 years now, and I still miss him. Songs about brothers, songs about fathers giving their daughters away at the wedding. I found a song by the Osborne Brothers, again, a country tune, but it's called "I Loved Her First."
Yes. That's a heartbreaker.
So, yeah. I haven't been able to get through it yet to rehearse it because... He says, "You be good to her because I held her first. I loved her first, and that's my girl. And so you take good care of my girl." I have trouble getting through it, but I want to move people with material. And I also do funny songs and stupid songs that I've written. Because I've lived so long, I've been thinking of a lot. I've been very philosophical as I get older. Down through the ages, wise men and sages, searching for knowledge they plunder. Well, I've roamed and I've combed through the great ancient tomes. Still late at night, I sit here in Sandwich and I wonder, why do men have nipples? How come Tarzan has no beard? Why do bars have parking lots if I can't drink and drive? Am I the only one who finds this weird?" And it goes along like that.
Asking the important questions that for some reason no one has asked before.
That's right. That's right.
Well, I love the schedule. We're talking with John Davidson here on Downtown. Club Sandwich opens this June down in Sandwich, New Hampshire. And you'll be performing your solo shows every Friday and Saturday night from June into October. But some other very cool things going on as well. This troubadour masterclass sounds incredible.
Well, yeah, it's a singer's workshop. It's a way of trying to give back some, it costs. I mean, it's $20 a person. It's a coaching session where I get people up on stage and talk about performance and not just singer-songwriting, but how do you make the song happen? How do you become a better storyteller? I see so many singers who are not communicating their incredible songs that they have, or even well-known songs that they're doing, ways of getting in touch with the audience and taking the room, make that showroom yours. And so, yeah, that's the masterclass on Thursday nights. But on Wednesday nights, I am starting the Granite State Granny Awards. Not Grammy, but Granny.
And John, when I looked at it, it's awful to say on the radio, but when I looked at it the first time quickly, I thought it said Tranny Awards. And I wasn't sure what would be going on.
You mean trans?
Yes.
You
thought it was, yeah.
No. It's although we could deal with that, but it's Granny is after granite for the Granite State, and I'm going to give a trophy. I'm going to give a Granny Award. It's a trophy. I've had a local trophy shop design a trophy, and a $50 prize money award, and a 1 hour recording session at Squam Sound. There's a wonderful studio where I record in Ashland, New Hampshire, called Squam Sound. Randy Roos. Randy, the owner, got very excited about this program for troubadours. And he said, I'd like to be a part of that. And I said, well, it's funny you should say that, because I would like to create some prize money and a 1 hour recording session for whoever wins the Granny Award every week, every Wednesday night. So I'll have five or six performers. I will be hosting the show. I will open the Granny Award show, the like an open mic, but people who are competing for a prize. I'll come out and I'll open with my New Hampshire song. In the hills of New Hampshire, on a crystal autumn day, written by Ernest Thompson, who wrote On Golden Pond.
Right.
If you're looking for adventure, but it's sure to come your way, meet me north of Hanukkah. I think you know the spot I mean. See halfway to Canada, and every mountain in between. New Hampshire is calling, as she always calls to me. In my thoughts, I'm on the Androscoggin, or I'm walking by the sea. I'm hiking to the top of Mount Monadnock, biking to Ossipee. Now the back roads of New Hampshire is where I long to be. I'm going home to New Hampshire, where the gray blue heron soars across the sky. If you've ever seen it, you know why we mean it. Let it rain, our battle cry. Live free, live free, live free in New Hampshire. Live free or die. And the greatest thing about living in New Hampshire is that it's right next to Maine.
Well, yes. And you know, we were thinking about that. Carrie and I were talking here in studio the other day when we saw the news about Club Sandwich and said, you know, we weren't quite sure at the time what part of the state Sandwich was in. Now we know. And it's only about a 3 hour drive, not much more than that, from where we are here in Bangor. So we're planning a trek down there to check it all out this summer.
No, I hope so. You've already come to see me. You came to see me, and there weren't very many people there, but you were standing on the table and screaming and shouting, and I appreciate that. It was at Jackson Hall in
Johnson Hall.
Johnson Hall in what city?
That was in beautiful Gardner.
Gardner, yeah. They're doing great. They have a fundraiser. They're going to build a new theater there. But it's in the Lakes region of New Hampshire. I've lived in the Lakes region for over 4 years, and I love it. I love New England. I grew up in West Bridgewater, Mass, and outside of Brockton, and lived there until I was 14. And so I'm sort of coming back to my roots, sort of, you know.
Well, and doing what you love to do. You've told us that of all the things you've done in your career, being a troubadour, singing your songs, telling stories, and having this, I've seen personally, this great connection with the audience. It brings all those talents and skills together.
Well, I think that's the trick of life, isn't it? I mean, I think you figured out that you love being a radio personality, having a radio talk show, and that's, you must love it. It seems like you love it. I would rather sing with my guitar and entertain people. I mean, to me, it's better than sex, but then most things are at my age. But I love being a troubadour. And it's been great hosting Hollywood Squares. It was fun meeting famous people. And That's Incredible was fun, you know, getting to work with Fran Tarkington and Kathy Lee Crosby and seeing incredible things. By the way, the news has been showing a little bit of tape from when Tiger Woods was on That's Incredible with Fran Tarkington.
That's right.
Yeah. He was four or five years old, and it was very exciting because you could see this kid would have a future. But of course, nobody knew he'd be as great as he was.
How excited are you? Because it's been a little over a year now to be able to perform for an audience again.
Well, that's the deal. I've tried to do, as so many people have, to do live streaming from my living room or my rehearsal studio, and I don't like it. And I've had such technical problems trying to do a show from my home, and I don't know. I'm not a techie, and I don't know how to do it on the computer like that, but. So, yeah, it's been frustrating, but I can't complain. I mean, people have died and people are suffering greatly. And fortunately, at this point in my career, I have some savings and I can weather this. Just think of all the dark theaters on Broadway and, well, think of all the closed stores of any kind all across the country. It's devastating. We're in a depression. I don't know why. I guess the numbers aren't quite as bad as 1929 or 1930, but the whole country's been through such a tough time. But I've had my first shot. I have my second shot March the 18th, because when you're 105, you can get a shot early.
Hey, now, I've had my first one, too.
Oh, good. They say the second one, you might feel a little droopy.
Yeah,
when is your second?
Yeah, my second one is the 24th. And yeah, I've had people say that maybe the next 12 to 18 hours, maybe some fatigue, headache, fever, achiness, that kind of thing. But I say still better than a ventilator.
Well, of course. Yeah. But it's such a sad time for so many people. Not a COVID death, but my wife just lost her father it's been a month now.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
We were out in California. I just got on a plane and went out there, of course, wearing masks and trying to be socially distanced and all that. But I was able to be there at his deathbed wearing masks. And I know it wasn't, maybe it wasn't the safest thing, but I was so glad that I was there. I got to sing to him. My wife's father is from Puerto Rico and Cuba. He's Spanish, and he spoke Spanish. I have a lot of Spanish songs that I've learned, and I was able to sing to him a Spanish song that he loved called "Reloj." It's about a guy talking to a clock, and he got a huge smile on his face. This was about, he'd been in a coma for about 12, 15 hours. But when I sang to him, he got this huge smile and just stared up at me. I'm not even sure that his eyes could see, but it made him smile. And it was, I'll never forget the look on his face. I said, "Reloj, no marques las horas,
porque voy a enloquecer. Ella se irá para siempre. Cuando amanezca otra vez, it says, clock, stop your hands from moving, because when the dawn comes, she's going to leave me, and you hold my fate in your hands. If you'll stop keeping time, then she will never leave.
Oh, that's wonderful.
But your TikTok is driving me crazy, you know. So my favorite song called Reloj. But yeah, so music is another way that music has been a big part of my life.
Well, we're excited. Better news here with people getting vaccinated, numbers getting better, and some hope on the horizon. And now this, I think, is exciting news for fans of great entertainment here in New England. Club Sandwich opening up in June. You can learn more about it. Go to John's website at johndavidson.com. You can click right on the Club Sandwich link there. Tickets will be available soon. And John, I hope you'll come back and visit with us as we get closer to the opening. And then we can plan our trip down there to see you do what you do so well.
Oh, Rich, you're so nice. Thank you so much. And all your staff, I appreciate all the support. And I appreciate all you do for Maine, too. I used to spend my summers in Charleston, up above Bangor. My grandmother and her sister had a place in Charleston, Maine. And I used to go up there a couple summers in a row. Yeah. So I love Maine.
They still talk about you here from those days. I don't know what happened.
No, they do not. No, they do not. Come
on. Well, John, thank you, as always, for making time for us this afternoon. Stay safe. Be well. Good luck with all the work you're doing to get Club Sandwich ready to go. And I look forward to trying one of those overstuffed chairs. Maybe it's the pandemic. I myself am overstuffed. I'm hoping to be more of a love seat by summer.
All right. Thanks, Rich.